9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's, today's Present Truth program. I go back to some articles on the open forum, and I need to just put a note in front of me that this is the Present Truth. One thing we don't want is we don't want to believe the lies of this administration. The American people are starting to understand that everything that's taking place is a lie. Not a lot of people are waking up. Even in spite of the sickness that is being brought on, the deaths by the vaccinations, people are not waking up. Why? Because of the deception. Christ said at the end of the world, the deception would be so great, just like, you know, running cattle off of a cliff. Is it going to end? Are people going to wake up? No. Why won't they wake up? Because Christ said they won't. They want to believe a lie. The lies in the book of Isaiah, Israel in the future will believe that making an agreement with the coming president of the United States is going to protect them from that president from ever invading Israel. They believe a lie, and they make that lie a refuge. We'll sign an agreement with the coming Antichrist, with the coming President of the United States, and he promises not to invade us, and we believe him. They make the lie their refuge. Now, there's a shadow CIA. It's a private intelligence service. It's called STRATFOR, STRATFOR, or the shadow CIA. You have the overt and the shadow CIA. That is the shadow CIA that began this conflict about 6 years ago in the Ukraine. Now, the person who's the head of this private CIA, his name is George Friedman. I mentioned him before. I'm going to mention him briefly. He stated that we overthrew Yanukovych's regime. He was elected. And that overthrow was a result of the United States government $5 billion expenses project since 1991. Friedman was consistent with the U.S. government's line that Russia is a threat to the United States. No American president can afford to sit idly by if Russia becomes more and more influential. The strategic interests of the United States are to prevent Russia from becoming a world hegemon. And the United States can't have that. The United States and Britain cannot have that. And what happened back in the Ukraine at that time in 1914 into the present is the United States has been funding Nazi puppets. And the United States, according to, that was the first article I took a few notes from was transcend.org. Hetford, head of Stratford, the private CIA, says overthrow of Ukraine's Yanukovych was the most blatant coup in history. Transcend.org. Second article I'm going to read from, workers.org. U.S. has been on a steady march to push troops closer to Russia, despite assurances that the United States and NATO forces would not move one inch eastward. This was in the words of U.S. Secretary of State James Baker in 1990, just before, right in the middle of the Bush administration. To raid, and what was the purpose of this? Was to raid resources, expand markets, exploit more workers. The United States and the EU want Russia under their boot, just like they got the Ukraine, Poland, and other countries of Western Europe. Right now, I'll read later, and if I don't read it later, a thought that Russia, see, the West is led to believe that Russia desires a Ukraine. But the fact is, why would Russia want a country that is in economic upheaval, political upheaval? There is nothing that the Ukraine can offer Russia. If Russia should take over the Ukraine, she would have to spend billions of dollars just to begin to bring the Ukraine out of poverty, and to spend billions more to rid the Ukraine of the Nazi element that has been there since World War II, which are enemies of Russia, have always been enemies of Russia. The Nazis, when they were defeated by Russia in World War II, that hurt them. It destroyed the power of the Führer. And you don't touch the Führer. He is God. So they're still angry. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360 AM Radio.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Due to the responses to our Ostrafarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy or find My Kind CBD products, just go to the website 1360khnc.com, click on the shop.
How would you like some free advertising?
Free! Free!
Free! Free! Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003 and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
The P.E. Gun Show, March 12th and 13th, will be located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. This show features two firearms giveaways, a 12-gauge tactical shotgun from G&B Survival on Saturday, and a fully customized AR-15 from Warriors Revolution on Sunday. Buy, sell, or trade guns and ammo and CCW classes on both days. See PEShows.com for more info. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
What they do? They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers.
Backstabbers. They smile in your face.
Okay, we're going to finish with this Transcend.org article. The capitalists of the West, why do they want Russia? Why is it they want war? Because of financial interests. Not just power, but because they've always had interest in the resources of Russia. They want to compete. They want complete exclusive access to the land, the resources, and the labor of the world. That's why they have been so desperate to replace the independent governments of Russia, Belarus, China, India, China, Iran, Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. In 2021, the United States government pledged more than $400 million in American taxpayer dollars to build up the military power of the Nazi fascist groups in the Ukraine. This is why there's civil war there, because we're funding the fascists, and the other citizen or the other half of the society is basically still loyal to Russia. They know the fascists will end their freedom, and right now the fascists have destroyed the economy. This is why the Ukraine needs the gas to flow through her country, through Gazprom One, because of the taxes that come in through taking gas from Russia down to Europe through Ukraine. And Russia has cut that limited gas through that pipeline. Also, the United States has backed Kiev, and again, Kiev, it's gutting social programs, destroying pensions, privatization, resulting in mass unemployment, hunger throughout the Ukraine. This is why the Russians don't necessarily need a problem. Do you want to buy a home, top dollar, that is going to need a lot of work? Of course not. Now, we're going to go to another article, which I thought was very important. I've been talking about... Excuse me. I've been presenting to this audience Vladimir Putin, the man that would make Russia great. Out of ZeroHedge.com, a couple of days ago, yesterday... So, the author or the person that presented this article, Tyler Durden, I like his articles. Okay, what is really happening in the Ukraine is it's what you're seeing has been manufactured to engineer the independence of the European Union from the United States and the UK. Or the Pilgrim Group, the Pilgrim Society, the traditional forces which have pushed the world to its current state. And what's going to happen is Germany, America has pushed Germany, tried to keep Germany from going forward with the gas deal to Gazprom 2. Germany's going forward with that. And when Germany does, Germany is going to once again be the most powerful nation in Europe. NATO has been is an aggressive alliance designed to further Anglo-European hegemony over Eurasia, meaning the United States and England, through Pilgrim Society. Continuing, the policy is informed by the writings of Halford Mackinder more than 100 years ago. I have his article here underneath this stack of paper. Where it is, I don't know. But Mackinder, he stated that whoever rules Central Asia will eventually rule Asia. Whoever can control and rule Asia will rule the world. And he stated back then that this should be the policy of the English and the American governments. And this is where Hinder, Halford Mackinder, this was in about 1904 when he came forward with this proposal or with this thought. It would be exactly the time when the Pilgrim Society would come into existence. They came into existence in 1902. Mackinder basically presented the thought, if you can own Central Asia, you can own Asia. You can own Asia, you can own the world. This, they call it a island, the big island in the world. And the Chinese, they, I believe, have read Mackinder's thoughts. And China realizes that all they have to do is move west, and if they can do something to remove Russia, they will take over Asia. The West would have to spend too much time and effort to fight China so close to home. China's just next door. Adolf Hitler in World War II, the Pilgrim Society knew that one way to take over Central Asia would be to use Adolf Hitler, send him into Russia to get into Moscow, destroy the Russian army, then Pilgrim Society. Now remember, Pilgrim Society put Adolf Hitler in power. Pilgrim Society funded and they elevated Vladimir Lenin to the position he was in. They helped to create the war, the Bolsheviks, in 1916. So now they had the opportunity to use Adolf Hitler, who they controlled, to take over Russia. Should the English and the Americans been able to do that, right now the world would be ruled by not so much Adolf Hitler, but by the Pilgrim Society, who used Hitler. And they would have become the global hegemony back in 1945, 46, 47. But God had other plans. Now, in this article that I'm reading, they're going to talk about Vladimir Putin. So I'm going to continue to go forward. He who controls the world was basically Halford Mackinder's thought. He who controls the world island of Eurasia controls the world. If you can't control it, stop anyone else from doing it, like Russia or China. That simple maxim drives so many people within Western foreign policy and military circles. Europe wants to control Western foreign policy. They want to supplant the United States and the UK. Now, Europe, apart from England, wants to control United States and UK plans, their axis, What is their axis between England and the United States? What is it? Why are they so tied in at the hip? Pilgrim Society in London and New York. And the Europeans know this. This is why they are, in a sense, in a hidden war against the Pilgrim Society. They know what the Pilgrim Society is. The French, Italians, the Germans, everyone in all the European nations, they know who controls everything. They know the Pilgrim Society plan for Trilateral Commission. They know the Pilgrim Society plans that were set in motion to create the Federal Reserve in the United States of America to control American wealth. They understood the nations in Europe. They understand Pilgrim Society in England that pretty much controls at one time the wealth of the Western world and the Asia in Japan. It's very fascinating how things are developing presently. Then you have the Davos Group, which was old European money, and this old European money wants to take back control of the Western economic and foreign policy from the United States or the Yanks, the colonies, after two centuries of subordination. If you can break the alliance between the United States and England, they can accomplish this. Are they going to do it? No. The Bible says that this alliance between Britain and America is going to stand firm for a while till America becomes the main power of the two of these two in this agreement, and then America will begin her solo march upon the world. So now what shifted was, according to this article, again, this was out of Zero Hedge on the 16th of February this month, just a couple of yesterday. And again, Tyler Durden. Now, he states this. This dynamic to control Eurasia shifted when Putin came to power. It was really felt when Russia intervened in Syria in 2013, stopping Barry Satoro's invasion plans. Remember, presently, the real war and the real fight and the real battle taking place presently is in Syria. Yes, there's going to be conflict in Ukraine, in that area, but the real battle that needs to be watched is in Syria. When Barack Obama, this man, was hell-bent on taking over Syria, when he began to the hegemonic push with Pilgrim Society in New York City and in London, Russia immediately sent troops into Syria. Why would Putin do that? Because Vladimir Putin, as I've stated on many programs, he knows who the Pilgrim Society is. He knows who this group of very powerful I'll put it this way, this very powerful group of people, this aristocracy that has ruled everything for about 100+ years, and prior to that, Britain. He understands it. He understands the power of the way they control the multinational corporations. And he knew that once they began their move into Syria, he had to move. Pilgrims made their move into Russia in 1916. If Vladimir Putin would have been alive then and been the president of Russia, knowing what he knows presently, they would never have moved into Russia because he would have stopped it. Well, he has just stopped their push once again. In our time, we'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hello, my name is Keith, and I'm the host of the program The Pursuit of God on 1360 KHNC, and I invite you to join me Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock as we go on this great pursuit of God.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360 KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions, or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show? For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360khnc.com.
Hey there, guys. How long have you been waiting for good conservative quality radio? Well, you finally reached your destination at 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies.
It's my own design. It's my own rhythm. Help me to decide. Help me make the most of freedom and our pleasure.
Okay, so, Vladimir Putin, because he understands and has studied this group of very powerful people in the West, because he has studied the Pilgrim Society, this is why he is able to make moves and he knows what to do, because he has studied, Vladimir Putin has studied the Pilgrim Society. He knows the moves that London and New York are going to make. They do the same, they make the same moves on the chessboard. This is why this time around Vladimir Putin is not going to be fooled. In 2021, one of the greatest talk show hosts America's ever had, if not the top talk show host, he was able to, Rush Limbaugh, I say that he, I personally believe he was, because he perfected what it is that he did. What he did was he understood American politics. He knew the history, what the Democrat Party was all about. He knew the Democrats that ran for president that were in the administrations. He knew the Republicans. He wasn't one-sided. He was affectionate to the Republican Party. Without hesitation, he would vote Republican right down the ticket until Donald Trump came along. Then he began to see things differently. He began to understand the forces that were working behind the scenes against the American people and against an elected president, Donald J. Trump. He understood it. They hated him. They wanted him out of the way. Well, Vladimir Putin, the exact same thing. Putin knows the plays. Now, once Russia, when Vladimir Putin realized the play of Barack Obama moving troops into Syria, knowing America, knowing the globalists were allowing or forcing Barack Obama to cause chaos in Syria, Vladimir Putin immediately responded. He sent troops down into and military advisors into Syria. Two reasons: to keep America from expanding in Syria. America cannot be stopped. Eventually, America will move into the Middle East, and it will go in through the gates of Syria. The United States will go in. Barack Obama in the future is going to do it. I believe who's coming back on the Democratic side to replace Joe Biden is going to be Barack Obama. Eventually, finally, when this whole dust, the cloud of dust settles, you're going to see Barack Obama back in power. I'm not trying to tell you. You must believe me. I'm presenting this to you so you will remember how far along in God's timetable of the end of the world scenario that we are. How far along we are. So Russia's reward, according to the article, Russia's reward for this was a maiden uprising in 2013 and 14 to ouster Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych, which led to the current situation. Let's see. In 2015, when Russian armed forces began supporting Syrian Arab Army forces, retaking territory from U.S.-backed ISIS, created ISIS, ISIS terrorists. And that name, ISIS itself, is really funny how they, ISIS, the goddess of all evil in the Old Testament. So he backed ISIS and the Al-Qaeda forces. At the same time, Russia built a relationship with China and India. So this is what Putin did. He sent troops to Syria, and immediately to stop American hegemony, he began to work relationships with China, India, Turkey, Brazil later on, to get these nations off of the American petrodollar. So, and in doing so, there were fault lines between Europe's growing dependence on energy imports, and its desire to raise itself above U.S. and U.K. relationships. Again, the European nations, they know they have been under the heel of the boot of England and America since World War II. They want to get their neck out of under that boot. And so you're seeing the defiance presently in this Ukraine myth that Russia is going to invade the Ukraine. Germany's not going along with it. France isn't going along with it. Some of the NATO nations aren't going along with it because they know they also have studied Pilgrim Society plans. The European nations know that if they want to be part of this coming world power structure, they're going to have to yield to the wishes of Pilgrim Society in the U.S. and in the U.K. They know that. They don't want it. And they're hoping right now they can break the power of Pilgrims and using the Ukraine conflict as a way to slide out. No, they're not going to. The boot is going to remain on their necks, but they're going to do everything they can to free themselves. Now, with Vladimir Putin, he knew that the other, and listen, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping, they don't play ping pong together and they don't play chess together. These two men, they both know Pilgrim Society, the objectives of Pilgrim Society, the power and the strategies of Pilgrim Society. They understand it. They themselves, again, they don't play ping pong together. They don't play chess together. They are enemies. Don't think that Russia and China are not still in an unspoken state of conflict. No, they always have been. They always will be. Russia is in China's way. China wants to move west, and they can't because of Russia and the United States. But they're making an attempt, and it is working. Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. We'll be right back. The Present Truth.
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do driveways?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do patios?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do sidewalks?
We do it!
Get a hold of EnviroShapes Concrete at 303-775-7926 or EnviroShapes@gmail.com.
Friday, February 25th at the Immortal Bar in Johnstown, Colorado.
Someday love will find you.
Still They Ride, tribute to Journey.
One night we'll remind you how it touched us.
With special guest Asha Blaine.
One love is a vibe.
Performing all of the hits and more from the legendary rock band Journey. Tickets are available at TheImmortalBar.com or StillTheyRideBand.com. Get your tickets today before they sell out.
We are Still They Ride!
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
You see, it's all clear. You are meant to be here from the beginning. Maybe I might have changed, not been so cruel, not being such a.
And that song says it all. You were meant to be here from the beginning. And I mean it. Don't think it's an accident that you're born living in this time that we're in. The greatest time in the last 2,000 years. Yes, it was great when Christ came, when he was born. It was a great time. It was a great time when David, King David, put together all the way in which the temple would be built in Jerusalem. And when Moses brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. And when Noah built an ark to save the world from the coming judgment. Those were great times, but not like now. Now the world is going to witness everything that Christ said that would happen at the end of the world, the time in which we live in. You're going to witness. You're witnessing. What is it you're witnessing? You're witnessing a man that knows the blueprints, the strategies of a satanic global network of dynasties that have been in place, that have sworn allegiance to Satan, the devil. Christ wouldn't. Christ told Satan to depart. But these people said, no, Satan, we'll serve you, but give us power, give us wealth, make us great. And you're witnessing in the world these type of people. You can name them. Barack Obama, Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, Klaus Schwab. These are the ones that have a part to play in God's plan at the end of the world. And God, directly / indirectly, has made them known. There's going to be a global digital system put in place. This is what Russia has been fighting. They have to remove Vladimir Putin. They don't have to. God will do that in his right time, in the right time. But that system is now almost in place. You can see it. And who's the person that's going to put it together? Klaus Schwab. Is he in the Bible? You tell me. He's putting together this big system where you cash the society. Somebody's got to put that system together. Who's it going to be? It's Klaus Schwab. So yes, is he in the Bible? Yes, he's in the Bible. Then you have another person that's supposed to bring disease and sickness upon the world so that millions and half a billion and maybe a billion people die from diseases. Well, who's going to be that person to create these type of plagues, diseases, sicknesses? Could it be a man that's been in that world for like 35 years plus, that is a member and has been directed by Pilgrim Society? Anthony Fauci, whose lineage is satanic, going back to the 1600s, and their lineage has always been involved in murder, according to documentation. Is he in the Bible? I'm going to let you think about it. You have to decide. Yes, I say he is. I say that we know the person that has been the one who has orchestrated all the diseases and sicknesses. Is Donald Trump in the Bible? You know that I believe he is. He's the seventh king in this mystery of the seven kings in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. He's one of those seven kings. He's the seventh king of the eight kings the last eight administrations of America. Is America in the Bible? Many of you know my position on America. Is Russia in the Bible? Yes, it is. And who is going to make Russia great at the end of the world so that Russia can fulfill her the prophecies for Russia? Pilgrim Society has been trying to destroy it since 1916, but Russia keeps coming back from the dead. And it's Vladimir Putin that finally has taken the yoke, has taken the sword of Damocles off the neck of the Russian people. and the satanic leaders that rule the Western world, they know it. What did the Bible say? That the end of the world, it would be a time that was more evil than even the time of Noah. It would be a time of evil like the world has never known. We are in that time. It's a time where men will hate their fellow man so much. You think World War I, World War II, you think what happened back then was evil? It was. Evil is evil. But not like you're going to see. It's already begun. Where men will have, the people of the world will have no hope. Well, there's a plan in that also. God is Christ, the Son of the living God, His Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, or Jesus Christo, is the only hope the world is going to have. And in the book of Revelation, Christ makes it very clear. The children of the devil are going to take all hope away from mankind. All hope away from any victories that mankind will have in the time that we're going into. We are to be in the world, do what we can to do what is right in the world until Christ comes, until Christ returns. We are to do what we can to help our fellow man. But you have another group of people who will do just the opposite, and you are witnessing it. Putin, Vladimir Putin, is slowing things down for our sake. We'll be right back. Rick Rodriguez.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here are some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring. Gay frogs. Or racist cows. Climate coaches. Or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, this is Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, Colorado. 970-616-3100. We take care of all of your home, auto, and business glass needs. Home glass repair, shower doors, mirrors, storefronts, window replacement. Come find us at 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. And don't forget your auto glass and heavy equipment. Again, Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, 970-616-3100.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
As we finish out the last day of the week, I won't be here until Monday. I'm already missing you. As we finish out, in the last segment I was finishing. The hope for the world, Jesus Christ said, the hope for the world will be Jesus Christ. He will be the hope that mankind will need. Why? Because of the wicked people. in the plan of God, God has to let evil and good grow together like a field, or the wheat and the tares. The wheat, who are the children of God, in a sense, and the tares, who are the children of the devil. He has to let them both grow. He has to let them mature so that everyone can see who they are. Wheat and tares, while they're still growing, they look identical. You can't differentiate which is which. You have to let them grow to the end, and to they're mature. And Christ said that the sun will rise upon the good and upon the evil. This is the goodness of God, even to the wicked. And that the rain must fall on the just and on the unjust. This is the mercy of God, even to the children of the devil. God's mercy is extended even to Klaus Schwab, Anthony Fauci, these type of people. Do I think they're going to repent and turn and be converted? No. Because you got to remember, those that hate God are going to be cursed to all, to the fourth, third, and fourth generation, according to Moses. But there's going to be a group that will be cursed to all generations. Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Christ, was he cursed? Yes. Is he cursed eternally? Yes. He'll never, no hope for him. Adolf Hitler. How about Lenin? These type of people. There would be these type of people in the world that would be cursed forever. And they, as children of the devil, will carry out the plans of the devil. This is how far along we are in time. And Vladimir Putin is the example that I use. Now, Putin has built a relationship with China and these other nations. He, as the nation that has put together is working economically with nations of the world to get out of the petrodollar system. If you weren't strong enough, if you didn't have a destiny with God, you couldn't do that. Russia has a destiny with God, and Russia is carrying out as a nation that destiny in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. The West will not destroy Russia. God is going to destroy Russia when Russia attacks Israel. And this is why Russia is presently in Syria, to protect Syria from America. And that is what you need to watch. What's happening in the Ukraine is very important. But as you're going to see in time to come, America is going to continue to follow the Obama strategy of moving American military into Syria. Has to remove the Bashar al-Assad regime, which he will not. Israel will do that. So for this week, I'll see you Monday, 2 o'clock, Sunday, from 9 to 12 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. I cover prophecy on Sunday, so if you want to know more, tune in 9 to 12 Sunday for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
This is Carter, bail agent at ASAP Bail Bonds. We now have a radio show. Tune in every Sunday at 2 to 3 to learn the truth about bail. Feel free to give us a call anytime for free bail information. 970-378-7878. We want you to know the truth about the rise in crime. Tune in every Sunday at 2.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.